We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Tzadi. We are up to Sif Ches, which is the second line on page Kuf Chaf Beis, the page before 244. The Mechaber says in Sif Ches, Osr lavor chutla beis hakneses b'tzad sha pesach pasuach bo b'shoa sha tzibur mispalim. It's usr to pass by outside of a shul on the side where the doors are at the time when the tzibur is davening, because it looks like you're denying Hashem. Since you're not entering the daven, if everyone is davening inside a shul and you walk by outside the shul without entering, so it looks like you don't believe in Hashem. However, the Mechaber then qualifies it and says, "V'imnose masui." If a person is carrying a load when he's walking by, osha lavush tefillin, or he is wearing tefillin, osheyesh beis hakneses acher beir, or there is another shul in the city, osheyesh lo beis hakneses ze pesach acher, or there is another entranceway to this beis hakneses. The Rama adds on, osha rochev al habehema, or he's riding on an animal, mutter. In all those cases, it's mutter to pass by the shul. And the reason is because as long as we can see that you're busy with another activity, or that you're not being kofar and Hashem, then it's okay. If one's carrying a load, it's clear that he's busy with something else. He's not entering the shul because he's a kofar. If he's wearing tefillin, that be'etzim shows that he's not a kofar. If there's another shul in the city, so then people will assume he's going to the other shul. If there's another entrance, people will assume he went into the other entrance. If he's riding on an animal, he can't leave his animal outside. And therefore, all these cases, it would be permissible only if a person is stam walking by the only shul in town with the only one entrance. He's not wearing tefillin, he doesn't have a load, he doesn't have an animal. In that case, we would say he looks like a kofar and it would be usher to pass by the shul. Says the Mishavur in Sifkaton Chafdeiz B'tzad Sha Pesach, Ayin Bebir Hagra. Look in the Bir Hagra, which note 15 brings down the Bir Hagra. Shekasav the Gra right, Shegam Ledea Hacholekes B'Siv Zayin. Even the opinion that argues in from yesterday's shir, where we had two opinions, where the problem was davening Achori Beis Hakneses by the size of the opening or by the size of the Aron Kodesh, even though there's a machlokas in Sif Zayin, over here everyone agrees, Kan ha Isra lavor hu davka acharei hakosol shavua pesach. Here the only Isra passing by would be where there is an entrance and where one would think that he should be entering and he's not entering. But walking by the other side of the shul, where there is no entrance, would not be a concern. That is what the Gra tells us. Sifkaton Chagim, the Mishnebura says, Shatzibur mispalim, while the tzibur is davening, I am the primigadim, sheesh lahachmir afibu beis kriyashmel psukhet zimra. The primigadim says that one should be machmir not to walk by the shul, not only when they're davening shmon esrei, but even at the time of kriyashma and psukhet zimra. O shalavish, or if he was wearing tefillin, sifkaton chavdala, the nireh sha'ol malchus v'olav, where it's very clear that the old malchus is on him by his wearing the tefillin, v'lo yavo l'chashto, and they won't come to suspect him. In note 16, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that if he's holding his talus and tefillin in his hands as well, it's the same idea, he also could pass by. The fact that he's holding his talus and tefillin is the same thing as having them on his guf. Sifkaton chafei, the Mishnebura says, O sheyesh v'sakneses, or if there was another shul in the city, or there was another entranceway to this shul, nearly dehu adinim regilim bebeis hakneses hazeh lasas kama minyonim. The same way that if there are different shuls, it's okay to walk by one shul, so too if there are different minyonim in the same shul, gam kein shari, it's also permissible. Delo yavo l'chashto, no one's going to suspect him. If there are three minyonim at three separate times, and he walks by one minyan, no one's going to suspect him. They're going to assume he davened already, or he's going to the later minyan. Sifkaton chavav osha rochev, or he's riding. Says the Mishabura Shenikar that it is recognizable Shemipneshu Tarad Bishmira Sabahima Inonichnas. It is clear that because he is busy with guarding his animal, he's not able to go into shul. Now, there's a very interesting question over here that the Beis Yosef asks, and the Mishabura brings it down in note number 17. The Hiksha Beis Yosef Lakamon, the Beis Yosef asks in Hochas Chanukah, Madu Hadin Kan Shekashiyesh Beis Psochim Mutter Lavor Liyara Pesach. Why is it that when there are two openings, it's mutter over here to pass by one opening, mibli lihikanes lasocha, without going into this opening, v'lo neser v'neachshad? We just said in the Mechaber that if there are two openings to the shul, and you walk by one opening, there is no concern of people suspecting that you're not coming in, because they'll just assume you're going in the other entrance. U'behilchas Chanukah, but when it comes to the laws of Chanukah, Kosov, the halacha says, shechotzer sheyesh lo beis psochim, a courtyard that has two entrances, tzarech lahadlik b'shneim, you have to light by both entrances, v'pnei achshad, because of the concern that people are going to suspect you. V're'ei shom ma'ashatiretz. So we'll see, we'll bring down the two answers that Beis Yosef gives, but again, to repeat the question, when it comes to Chanukah, we're very suspicious that people are going to suspect a person of not lighting if he has two entranceways on two different sides, and therefore we say he must light Ner Chanukah by both sides. So why is it when it comes to tefillah over here, where there's an iser to pass by the shul, there we say as long as there's another entrance, they won't suspect him. Why by Chanukah will they suspect him if there's another entrance and not just assume he lit over there, but by coming at the shul, they won't suspect him, they'll assume he went into the other entrance. So there are many answers to this question. We'll just bring down a couple of answers from the Beis Yosef himself. Number one is that a person not davening is a very serious offense. It's keporek o malchus shamayim. And therefore people are going to be much more hesitant to suspect a person of throwing off the o malchus shamayim if there's another entrance there. But by Chanukah, it's not such a concern. If a person doesn't like Ner Chanukah, it's not a good thing, but he's not porek o malchus shamayim, and therefore we're concerned in that case that they will be choshishim, and therefore we want to avoid that chashad, and we want him to light in both places. Answer number two the Beis Yosef brings down is that by Chanukah we're more concerned of suspicion of somebody else, because there's a hefsed mamon, and people were more worried are going to be choshed him that he's not doing it because of the loss of money involved. But by going into shul, where it doesn't involve any loss of money, they have no specific reason to suspect he's not going to be going into the other entrance, and therefore by the shul, we're not worried if there is a second entrance. But by Ner Chanukah, we are worried, even if there is a second entrance, that they will be choshed him, that he does not want to spend the money to do the mitzvah. Let's see the Mechaber weiter in Sif Tes. Yishtadel Odom lehispalel b'saknesses im atzibur. A person should always try to daven in a shul with a tzibur. V'im hu onos she'enu yochal lovelo b'saknesses. If he has a case of ones where he cannot come into shul, yichavein lehispalel b'shoa she'atzibur mespalelim. Then he should try his utmost to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. V'hu hadin, the Ramah says, turning to page 244, B'nei Odom Hadorim B'Yeshuvim, people that live out in the Yeshuvim where there is no minyan, ve'ein lo haminyan, Mikom Mokom Yispalu Shachris Va'arvis B'zman She'atzibur Mespalelim. In any case, they should daven Shachris and Mariv, really we'll see later, it really means Shachris and Mincha, at the time when the Tzibur is davening. Continues the Mechaber, V'chein Im Nenas V'lo Hispalu B'sho She'espalu HaTzibur. So too, if a person had an ones and he did not daven at the time when the tzibur davened, v'hu mispalu b'yochid, and therefore he is davening himself at a different time, afal pikein yispalu b'beis hakneses. Still, he should go and he should actually daven inside a shul, even if it's without a minyan, and it's not at the time when the tzibur is davening, but there is an inyan to at least be davening in a beis hakneses. Says the Mishabura, back to page Kuf Chav Beis, Sivkotan Chav Zayin, Lehispalo Beis Akneses, a person should try his utmost to be davening in a Beis Akneses. Vafilu im Yeshlo Asoro Bebeiso, even if he has 10 people for a minyan in his house, Yishtadal Beis Akneses, he should still try to go and daven in a shul. Vayim Besif Yerches, the Mishabura, Sivkotan Nunhei, which we will see in Mirtz Hashem in a couple of Shiurim. A person should try to daven in shul with the tzibur, mipnei she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tfilas ha'tzibur, because Hashem is not disgusted by a tefillah of a congregation. Va'afilu hayo b'hem chotim, even if in the minyan there are those who are sinners, lo yimono milespal imoim, a person should not hold back from davening with them. Im yesh lo shtei batei knesios, if there are two shuls where he lives, ve'echad yesh lo b'rov am, one of them has a larger number of people, mitzvah lehis. It's a mitzvah to daven in a bigger shul. And in 021, he brings down from the Mefarshim that there's a kasha over here. According to this, so then there should never be a smaller shul. Everyone should always be davening in a bigger shul. Everyone should always go to the bigger shul. The Shaar Tzion says later on that they don't have to always go to the bigger shul. He doesn't explain the reason. And the Ravaz brings down later on, She'af she'mitzah l'espal b'rov am, that even though there is an inyan to daven b'rov am, but since there are people that daven different nuschos, that's grounds for davening in a different shul. There could be a nusach Ashkenaz shul, a nusach Sfarad shul, nusach Arizal, and therefore that's grounds to have different shuls. He also brings down later on in the note from the Igros Moshe, from a Moshe Feinstein, who writes that even if the minhagim in the different shuls are identical, but sometimes it's hard to walk to a shul that's bigger because it's further away, and therefore if there's a closer shul, a person could daven over there. And therefore we see two reasons why a person could skip the bigger shul and go to a smaller shul, and why we could find more than one shul in a neighborhood, and that is number one, for different minhagim. Number two, so people have a shul that's closer to their house if it's difficult to go to the larger shul. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the fifth to last line on the right side of the page, on page Kuf Chav Beis. Kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, im yesh v'beis ha'knesa shal rov rov bilbul. If in this better shul, where there's a majority of people, but there's also a majority of confusion, ve'ein adam shomeya lo tfilu v'lo kriyas ha'torah, there's a lot of talking there, and people can't hear davening, and they can't hear kriyas ha'torah, mutav lihispala v'beisel ba'asara. That would be grounds for a person to rather daven in his house with a minyan than to go to such a shul. If a person has a choice of davening in a shul by himself, or davening in his house with a minyan, tfilas tzibur odef, davening with a minyan in the house is better. Even if by going to shul he would somehow be able to hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu, still davening with the tzibur is odef. Now, what exactly is tefillah b'tzibur? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ikar tefillah b'tzibur hu tefillah shmona esrei. The ikar part of davening with a minyan is davening shmona esrei with a minyan. Dehainu sheyispalu asara anoshim shehem gedolim biachad. That you should have 10 men that are gedolim davening together. V'lo kemo shechoshvim hehomon, and not like many people think, she'ikir lehispalol ba'asoro hu rak lishmoa kaddish u'kedusha u'baruch hu. Not like people think that the ikir of davening with a minyan is being able to hear kaddish and kedusha u'baruch hu. V'lochein eino makbidim rak sheyu asoro b'beis haknesses, and therefore they're only makbid that there should be 10 people in the shul. V'zeu tos, that is a mistake. You don't want to just have 10 people there, which allows you to say Dvarim Shepekdusha. V'lochein choval ha'odam l'maher lovel l'beis haknesses. Therefore, there is a chiv on a person to rush to come to shul, k'dei sheyagia l'hispalol shmona esrei b'tzibur, in order that a person should be able to reach shmona esrei together with the tzibur. Again, the ikurat filo b'tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, b'shem nechai odam, is that a person needs to daven shmona esrei with 10 people together, and not just, which is also a nice thing, but that's not the ikar tefillah b'tzibur, just here in Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, and having people in the shul that had already davened and they're answering for you, that is not the ikar tefillah b'tzibur. You want 10 people that are davening together, Shmoneh Esrei. We'll look over here at note number 23. It says, therefore, if you have 6 people that did not daven, od and we join to them another 4 that did daven, so Rav Moshe writes, and the Stipler writes, and the Briskerov writes, She'ein zen nechshav tefillah b'tzibur. They hold that is not considered tefillah b'tzibur. Again, you need to have 10 people that did not daven. If 4 of them already daven, that does not count as tefillah b'tzibur. Ve'ein ha'arba mitztarfim elo la'miras dvarim shebekdusha. Those 4 people are very helpful. They help you say all the dvarim shebekdusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, but it does not count as tefillah b'tzibur. Also that which the Mishnah Berurah wrote earlier, shekeshiyesh rov minyan heim kemo tzibur gomer, that if you have the majority of the minyan that didn't daven, that's like a tzibur gomer. Kavanoso rak shiyachom lespal tchilas belachash v'achar kach lomer chazar shashatz. He just means to say that it's a minyan in terms of being able to say chazar shashatz, but it's not considered davening tefillah b'tzibur. On the other hand, the Hemik Bracha and the Minchas Yitzchak, they write and they prove from the Rambam that in that scenario it is considered tefillah b'tzibur, and also Rav Moshe ends off and says tzarechin. Let's look at note number 24. On that which we said, you have to start davening Shmoneh Esrei with 10 gedolim together. Therefore, we learned earlier that the Shilat Tzibur and the congregation needs to begin Shmoneh Esrei at the same time. However, if an individual begins Hashem Svasai before the Tzibur, there's no Akpada, and that was one of the Eitzes that we brought down in order to avoid the problem of answering Amen to Baal Yisrael, where it's a big machlokas. Therefore, we said, so once you start Hashem Svasai, we pointed out over there that would not be considered not davening b'tzibur, since it's very, very quickly before the tzibur is starting. The Bar Halacha tells us later on that it's very possible that if it does not start together with the tzibur, it's not called a true tefillah b'tzibur, a complete tefillah b'tzibur. Omnom b'seif orochos Rabbeinu Kosav. Here's a very important Chazon Ish, that the opinion of the Chazon Ish is Shigam Misha Maskil Shmon Esri Acharei Atzibur, even one who starts Shmon Esri after the Tzibur started, Kozman Shafilu Echon Mehatzibur, so long that one person from the Tzibur, O Ashatz, or the Shliat Tzibur, Adayin Lo Saimu Shmon Esri, as long as one person has not yet finished Shmon Esri, Nechsheves Tfilo B'Tzibur, that's still considered according to the Chazanish Tfilo B'Tzibur, Vafilu Im Yaskil Basov Tfilo So Shal Acher, even if you start at the very end of the last person Shmon Esri, Vechain Halo Afilu Meyan, and then someone starts at the end of your Shmoneh Esrei, and it keeps going on till 100 people. Nechsheves l'kulam tefila b'tzibur. That's considered as if everyone davened tefila b'tzibur. Elo shemikol mokom odet l'haskel yachar matzibur. Obviously, it's better to start together with the tzibur, but the Chazon Ish tells us over here, so long that even one person is still davening Shmoneh Esrei and you join in, that's considered tefila b'tzibur. And then even if you're the last one, someone could join at the end of your Shmoneh Esrei, etc., etc., that would all be considered tefila b'tzibur. Obviously, not the best way, but that would be a kiyum of tefila b'tzibur. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we are on the fifth line of the Mishnah Berurah on the left column. Mi sheholech b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov b'Hashkama l'hispalel b'minyan asara. One who gets up early on Shabbos or Yom Tov to daven at a very small minyan of 10 people. Ki rov tzibur ma'achrim tfilasam. Because everyone else, majority of the tzibur, is davening too late. And he wants to therefore chap an earlier minyan. Uba'oso minyan mispalelim gam tfilas musaf tekef achar tfilas shachris. And in that small minyan of 10 people, besides davening shachris early, they're going right into musaf and davening musaf right after shachris. V'yesh zman achar kach leilach lebeis haknesses. But he would theoretically have time to leave after shachris or after laning and walk to the other bigger beis haknesses and daven musaf with them. Yoser tov leilach lehispalel musaf im atzibu beis haknesses. It's better to daven musaf later with the beis haknesses. Why? To berov om hadras melech. Because again, the more the merrier, the more there are, the more glory for the king. And therefore that's the place you should daven. Kein kosa b'tshuvas yad elyo simen ben beis. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'dafka imokol miyuchad l'tfilasahu beis haknesses. This din is only true if that is his normal place to daven in the beis haknesses, davening later. He's only davening earlier because he doesn't want to miss the zmanim. He wants to get the earlier minute for shachris. Then he should, in fact, wait for musaf to daven in his usual beis haknesses. Avol im ein mekomo miyuchad l'espalav beis haknesses. But if that's not his designated place of davening in the beis haknesses, tov yoser she espalav kol atfilah b'mokom echad. It is better for him to do the entire davening in one place. Koso b'tshuvas Radvaz. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz writes, Tofus, one who is locked up in jail. Shehasar noson lo rishus, that the officer gives him permission, Yom Echad, for one day, lehispalel im atzibur b'minyan. They give him one day that he can go daven b'minyan, and they tell him whichever day he wants, that's the day he can go. So eize yom sheyirtze, whatever day he wants. Yispalel oso yom tekef. So the Radvaz says he should go and daven that day. The first day they give him the choice, he should run and daven with the minyan that day. V'lo yachmitz ha-mitzvah lehamtin al yom kippur o purim. And he should not delay the mitzvah and wait for a more special day, i.e. like yom kippur or purim. Rather, ein la'avin ala mitzvah. So if you have a chance now to go down with the minyan, chaper right now and don't wait for any other special day. V'ayim l'chai odom klaus ha-mechas uv'nishmas odom she'erich b'kama protim she'esh b'inyan zeh. There they go into more detail on this halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Choftes, on that which the Mechaber said, if he's an onus and he can't go to shul, he should daven b'sho she'atzibur mispalelim. Hainu she'tash kocho. This means that he is weak and he can't go to shul. Av she'enu chole. He does not have to be bedridden, but even if he's weak, that is considered an ones in which he's not going to go daven in shul. V'imhu ones mamon. Let's say his ones is a financial ones. Shemachmas hishtadluso lehispalel im atzibur, that through his trying to go out to shul and daven with a minyan, yavulu dehefsid, it could lead him to a loss of money. Yochol lehispalel b'beisov v'yochid, that's also grounds for him to daven by himself in his house in order that he should not lose money. O b'beis haknesses below tzibur, or to daven later on in the shul without the tzibur. That's all if he's going to lose money. Aval mishum menias revach, but if it's only to try to not lose out on extra profit, lo yimono mil hispali matzibur, just to not lose out on extra profit, he should not hold back from davening in the tzibur. The chiluk yesh be menias revach ubein hefsed mikiso. There's a big difference between not gaining a profit versus losing actual money. Losing money is considered an ones and grounds for not davening with a minyan, but not gaining is not grounds for not davening with a minyan. V'chein koso b'shav Yaakov, v'heid al hagon morenu v'rabenu harav Zalman mirat lash, Av Bezdin de Kilas Kodesh Hamburg Shepam Achas is a meisah that discuss of this Zalman that one time Halacha Beis Akneses Meuta Patalas, he went to shul, he walked to shul already clothed in his talus, utfilin kedarko, his normal way, he walked out of his house with his talus and tefillin on his way to shul. Upogabo adam echad, and someone bumped into him. Shehayo lo limkor avonim tovos, that was ready to sell some very expensive stones. V'ratzo sheyilich imo lebeso, and he wanted Reb Zalman to go back with him to his house. V'hagon heishiv lo, we're on page 244. And the Gon responded to him, Sheyamtin at Sheyovo Meves Akness. He said, I'm sorry, I'm going to shul. Wait for me till I come back from shul. Ubeso koch mechoron la'acher. And meanwhile, while he was davening, this person who had the special stones to sell sold them to someone else. V'ha'acher herviach behem kama alofim. And this other person gained many thousands of dollars. V'somach ha'gon. And this Gon that lost out on this tremendous profit for davening with Tfilu B'tzibur, he was somach simcha gedola. He was rejoicing, a tremendous rejoicing. Shehishlech mineged mamon rav avur tefilu b'tzibur, that he threw away the opportunity to make a lot of money for the tremendous benefit of davening tefilu b'tzibur. So we see from this maisa and from what we said before that menias harevach, even if you're not going to make profit, that's not grounds for missing tefilu b'tzibur. But avad, if a person is going to have a hefsed mamon, his mamish going to lose money, so that is grounds not davening b'tzibur. The chen kasa v'sefer Eliyahu Rabba v'shem Shuvas Beis Yaakov t'yesh liknos ha'anoshim shemonin leilech l'beis haknesses mishum she'oskim b'Torah o mishum she'mistakrim mamon. He brings down that we should put a fine on people that hold themselves back from going to shul because they're busy learning Torah or they're busy making money. V'la'ashirim yesh liknos yoser, and those wealthy people should be constant even more. U'bal Torah af she'osek v'limud ben Torah, even if he's being osek and is learning, mikol makom ikach hashada v'chil Hashem, there is suspicion, there's chil Hashem, k'mo shekosov sif yudches, like we'll see later in sif yudches, that he absolutely should go to shul as well. So we said a person who is an anus that can't go to shul, he should be mechavin to daven at the time when the tzibur is davening. Says the Mishavur in Sifkatan Lamid on page 244, Vedavka im Tricha Le Milsa Lesaf Asara. That which we say, if he's an ones and he can't go to shul, he should daven at home by himself at the time when the tzibur is davening, only if it's too big of a pain to gather 10 people. But Avada, if he can gather 10 people in his house, he should daven with a minion in his house. Mashma Bavarazara, Davdalad Amabased in Mispalo, Musaf Bishar Shatzibur Mispalo Im Shachris. If a person is davening Musaf at the time when the tzibur is davening shachris, lo mikri b'shah sh'atzibur mispalim, that's not considered davening at the time when the tzibur is davening, because you're davening musaf and they're davening shachris. However, v'mispalil imohem b'beis haknesas, but if you're davening with them in shul, mikri tfilas hatzibur, that's called tfilas hatzibur. What does that mean, that's called tfilas hatzibur? Look at note number 22. Ach lo necheves l'tfila b'tzibur, that is not considered tfila b'tzibur. The Mishavur is very meduyuk. It's called tfilas hatzibur, which means elam ma'aloso shemispalul b'shoa shatzibur mispalulim. All it means, if you're davening musaf in shul when the tzibur is davening shacharis, that you get credit for davening at the time that the tzibur is davening, but it is not considered tfila b'tzibur. Kamo shavir b'shal shivas chavatzelas hasharum es divrei atzlach. V'chein das ha'chazanish she'eino necheves l'tfila b'tzibur. In the next paragraph, in note 32, he writes, "Ukushim mispal beis akneses." And when one davens in shul, v'hatzibur oskim b'shiros hashbachos, and the tzibur is holding somewhere else in davening, praising Hashem, kigon ashrei ovelatzion. There, the tzlach writes, "Shegam baze yeshmalo shetfiloso nishmas." You also get the milo of davening that your tefillah will be heard. Shehol v'akadosh baruch hu shomei el harina shel hatzibur. Since Hakadosh Baruch Hu is listening to the songs of the tzibur, shomei hu gam es tefiloso shel hayochad. You also get the milo that Hashem will listen to your tefillah as well. V'chein mashma betaz. So it's not only if you're davening shacharis and the tzibur is davening musaf, or vice versa. The same thing would be if you're davening shmon esrei and they're at the ashrei of alatzion. There still is a tremendous milo to being in the shul, because your tefillah will be heard with the tefillah of the tzibur. Says the Mishavur of Aitim Sifkotan Lamed Aleph, this is going on that which the Ramah told us, that people who live in the yeshuvim and they don't have a minyan, they should daven shachris v'arvis bizman shatzibur mispalalim. Says the Mishavur, ubiyamos hakayitz, in the summer, shatzibur ma'achrim tefillah shachris, where the tzibur delays davening shacharis because the day is longer and therefore there's more time till sofs man tefillah. V'hadar b'yishuv asar afilu lilmud, and we learned a couple of days ago that one who lives in a place where there is no minyan is asar to learn before davening. K'mo shekasuv siman peites vav v'siman reish lamedes. And the reason for that is there is shema yimshol b'limudu v'yavar zman tefillah. Maybe he'll get extended in his learning and zman tefillah will pass. V'imkein yisbatlu zman aruch. And therefore, if he's going to be sitting around doing nothing and waiting to daven at the time that Tzibur is davening, he's going to be wasting a lot of time. Lochein mutav shiyisbalel tekev b'netzachama. Therefore, in that case, he should not wait for the zman when the regular Tzibur is davening later. He should daven right away by netzachama so he could learn afterwards. Umikol shekein kayom. Certainly, one should follow this nowadays. Tebikihilos gedolos mispalen tekev misheheira boker. Because in the larger congregations, they daven immediately when the morning starts. V'imkein la'olam hu b'shah shatzibur mispalen. And therefore, if a person davens early, he'll always be considered davening b'shah shat tzibur mispadlin, because there's always going to be a tzibur in the big cities that's davening early. Sef Kadon Lamed Beis says b'zman shat tzibur mispadlin pirish b'shah shekihilos Yisrael mispadlin. Sounds like it doesn't have to be the closest city per se, but it has to be at a time when the congregations of Klal Yisrael are davening. Uba'ashkenaz shenogu lahakdim arvis kemoshakosav simen reish lamedhei. And in Ashkenaz, where the minhag was to daven ma'ariv early, and the reason for that was, like even some shuls do today, because it's too hard to gather everyone again for mincha and then again for ma'ariv. So yochid hadar b'kfar, so the individual who lives out in a small village where there is no minyan, o baderech, or he's on the road, tzarech lahamten ad seisa gochavim, that person, that yochid, should not in fact daven ma'ariv when the tzibur is davening, because that's really not the best time. Rather, he should wait till seisa gochavim. And that's why we explained in the Ramah, when he says on the top line, yispalu shachas v'arvis v'man shatzibur mispalim, it really refers to shachas and mincha, because in many cases, ma'ariv should not be daven when the tzibur is davening because it's too early, but in fact, the Yachid, who for whatever reason is davening by himself, should in fact daven later at the Tzitzik Chavim, where he could say Kriya Shema in the Iker time. And then the Mechaber told us that if a person was Nenas and he did not daven at the time when the Tzibur is davening, he should daven by himself, and he's davening by himself. Afal pikin yispal b'beisaknesa, still he should go and daven by himself in a shul. Mipnei shehu mokom kavua l'kedusha. Because a Beis HaKnesses is a place that is established for holiness, utfiloso miskabel sham yoser, and therefore his davening is accepted there more than in his house. Upashit, and it is obvious, imhu talmud chacham, that if this person who for whatever reason did not daven at the time of the tzibur davening or with a minyan is a talmud chacham, v'yesh chashash chilul Hashem kishiyovo achar tefila Beis HaKnesses, and there's going to be a chilul Hashem, people may learn from his ways and not realize it was a one-time thing for him. They're going to see, if he did it, I can do it also. If he comes after davening to daven in shul, it's going to be a chil Hashem, the yispal b'beiso. Then the Talmud Chacham is better off davening in his house. Again, so even though a person who missed davening, and he missed his mom when the tzibur was davening, but now he has a chance to daven, he can either daven in his house or in the shul, he absolutely should go to daven in shul. That's a makom of kedusha. His tzibur will be heard more. The only reason one should not go there, if he's a Talmud Chacham, and people may take out the wrong lessons from him, therefore it could lead to a chil Hashem. In that case, a Talmud Chacham is better off. In fact, davening b'yachidus, not in the shul, but in his house. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, the next year, we'll pick up in Sif Yud.